Twisters. On a summer afternoon, a train chugged through fields of golden wheat. Suddenly, thunder crashed. A whirling black cloud swooped down toward the tracks. The engineer looked out his window. That whirling cloud was a twister, and he was heading right into it. It was too late to stop. The twister ripped off the cab steel roof. Wind clawed at the man. He grabbed his chair, he closed his eyes, and held on. That twister was a tornado. A tornado is one of the strongest forces on Earth. It can pick up a car or a horse. Tornadoes can even rip somebody's clothes. The United States has more tornadoes than anywhere else. Most of them hit the Midwest in an area called Tornado Alley. This is a place where cold air coming down from Canada, colleagues, warm air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. As the warm air rises, it punches a hole up the warm air swirls in a long column. The column is swirling air begins to look like a funnel hanging from the sky. If the funnel touches the ground, it's a tornado. Tornadoes seem crazy. Sometimes they smash whatever they touch. But once a tornado lifted a crate of eggs and carried it half a mile, it put the crate down gently. Not a single egg was broken. Another tornado lifted the roof of a schoolhouse. Children were blown out of their chairs. They landed hundreds of feet away. Luckily, no one was badly hurt. Most tornadoes are over in minutes, but one tornado lasted 4 hours. It tore up towns along its path. Through Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. A farmer in Illinois saw green paper fall out of the sky. It was money. The tornado had carried it from a town 100 miles away. Most tornadoes strike in the afternoon or early evening in spring and summer. The National Weather Service issues a tornado watch if there is a chance that a tornado is likely to form. A tornado warning is more serious. It means a tornado has already formed. The warning goes out over radio and television. Sirens blow and wail. Take cover. The safest place to take cover is a storm cellar. It's a special underground room. if you don't have a storm cellar, you should go down into your basement. If you don't have a basement either, hide in a closet with no outside walls. One family hid in a closet as a tornado roared overhead. When the wind died down, they opened the closet door. The rest of their house was gone. Tornadoes can make a loud, scary noise like a million buzzing bees. Most tornadoes form over land. Twisters that form over water are called waterspouts. Waterspouts can suck all the water out of a pond. They can suck up frogs, tadpoles, and fish. A waterspout once dropped hundreds of fish on a town in Louisiana. Everyone ran outside. The streets were covered with fresh fish. Some were still alive and flopping around. Another kind of twister sometimes forms in the desert. It's called a dust devil. Hot air rises, whipping up a spiral of sand and dust. It looks like someone doing a wild dance. Some dust devils are little. Some are 1,000 feet high. Tornadoes, water sprouts, and dust devils are never more than a mile wide. Hurricanes are much bigger. Hurricane winds blow in circles that can be hundreds of miles across. At the center is an area called the hurricane's eye. In the eye, the air is calm. The sun may shine, but around it, the wind blows faster and faster. The first hurricane each year is given a name starting with the letter A. The second hurricane gets a B name. Boys and girls' names take turns. Agnes, Bob, and Carl were all famous hurricanes. Hurricanes form over oceans. Their powerful winds push the sea into waves. The water swells up in a huge bump called a storm surge. When a hurricane comes ashore, the storm surge can wash away beaches. It can even cut land in half. In 1900, a great storm struck Galveston, Texas. The wind rose suddenly. People stood on the beach, amazed at the sight of the huge waves. Issaquahtla, the chief weather forecaster raced up and down with a horse and buggy. "Get back," he shouted, "it's a hurricane." Suddenly, the storm surge swept over the beach and poured into the city. More than 6,000 people died in the storm. The dead bodies of people and animals floated through the streets. Issaquah client's warning had come too late. Now the National Weather Service tracks hurricanes with weather satellites. It warns people to leave the coast if a hurricane is coming. Shelters are set up in buildings inland. People can stay there until the storm passes. In 1969, the Weather Service issued a warning. Hurricane Camille was coming. Thousands of people fled inland. The early warning saved their lives. But people in one apartment house decided to stay and watch the storm. Camille's wind smashed into land at 170 miles per hour. Its storm surge destroyed the building. 8 people died. In 1992, part of Florida was changed forever. Hurricane Andrew washed away beaches, knocked down bridges, and wiped out whole towns. But almost everyone escaped. Again, the warning had come in time. Although Andrew destroyed thousands of homes, only 39 people were killed. Twisters are scary. Most people run away from there. But storm chasers want to see storms close up and photograph them. Storm chasers drive vans with video cameras on the roof. If a tornado gets too close, the vans can go very fast. It's dangerous work. Only an expert should chase a tornado. Air Force pilots fly right into tornadoes to measure their size, speed, and direction. They fly special planes called hurricane hunters. It's strange inside a tornado. Hurricane. Sometimes the pilot doesn't even know if he's right side up or upside down. He can only tell from his instruments. A tornado can knock down buildings faster than a wrecker's ball. A great hurricane has the power of a hydrogen bomb. Scientists, hurricane hunters, and storm chasers are learning the secrets of twisters and hurricanes. And the more we know, the safer we will be.